The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. Did I say that right? Alvin.
Yes, that's correct.
I find myself in California. I don't know how this happened. I believe jet travel was involved, but I'm not responsible for the details. All I know is that I'm 3 hours either behind or ahead of myself. So it makes me feel confused and my background is blurry, or maybe the foreground is blurry. I feel blurry, but yeah. Lots of stuff to communicate. Exciting stuff. Yesterday.
Yes.
Spoke in Thousand Oaks, California. I spoke three times at the church of our very good friend, Rob McCoy. Rob is a hero. And I spoke there three times, met so many people. I don't think I have ever sold books like this. It was like a weird thing. People were buying like five copies at a time of my new book, Letter to the American Church, which I happen to have a copy here. Letter to the American Church, but I've never seen anything like that. There was kind of an urgency. I think people are wanting to give it to their pastors that are not getting the memo that we need to be all in and speaking out about everything. So it was really kind of an exhilarating day, exhausting, but exhilarating. I'm now in Carlsbad, California, and tonight I'm speaking in San Marcos at Rise Church with my friend, my dear friend, Pastor Greg Denham, D-E-N-H-A-M. So that's tonight. I should also tell people, October 12th in Houston. If you know anybody in the Houston area, we've never done a Socrates in the City in Houston. It's going to be with James Tour. It does not get more electrifying than James Tour. I write about him in my book, Is Atheism Dead? One of the top scientists in the world. This is a big deal. Go to SocratesInTheCity.com and hurry up because I really mean it. This is, you know, it's limited and I want anybody who wants to be there to get there because at the end of the day, if there's five seats open, we're going to go into the hedgerows and we're going to drag people in because it's a big deal. So go to SocratesInTheCity.com, Houston. Alvin, we also should mention we're doing a fundraiser with the Alliance Defending Freedom. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But for some reason, some people tried to give and they couldn't give. So we really need you to go to the website, metaxastalk.com, click on the banner. Yes. These folks are heroes. These are, I don't know how to put it, they are heroes in our time. They're fighting in the Supreme Court, fighting for religious liberty. They're winning. They win their cases because the Constitution can still be interpreted by some of these judges that understand that it's the law of the land. But they're fighting for us. And when people come to when the FBI bangs down your door, you know, who are you going to call? No, you're not going to call Ghostbusters. You're going to call ADF, who pro bono will defend you and your friends. And so they need our help. The Alliance Defending Freedom. I want to be really clear, folks. They are heroes. And what they do, you know, they're not doing this to make money. They're doing this because they believe in America. In fact, let me read this. I guess today, this is October 3rd, okay, Monday, the Supreme Court opens its fall session today, okay? Now, people who are following the Supreme Court, their eyes are trained on the justices' deliberations on free speech cases like, this is number one, Lori Smith, 303 Creative Web Design Company, is being defended by, guess who? The Alliance Defending Freedom, against overreach from Colorado's Human Rights Commission, which is trying to force Lori Smith to promote so-called same-sex marriage in violation of her deeply held Christian faith. Folks, that is unconstitutional. It doesn't matter what your position is on same-sex marriage. Forcing someone to go against their religious convictions is as fundamentally unconstitutional and anti-American as it gets. And if it weren't for the Alliance Defending Freedom, Lori Smith would be put out of business. She's having to fight. They're doing this for her for free. If you'd like to help in that case and in a number of headline-making cases going before the Supreme Court in this session, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Please make a generous tax-deductible donation. Let me just say, why is your support so urgently needed? If I haven't made that case, let me say small Christian businesses like the flower shop operated by Baronelle Stutzman, we've talked about her in Washington State, they are under constant attack by progressive activists. Okay, this goes on and on and on. They pick whom they want to attack. There are many other folks they could go after, but they specifically pick out folks like Baronelle Stutzman to attack. We have a clip from Baronelle Stutzman who lived this. So here's the clip.
They're talking about bullying me into doing something that is against my faith. They can't do that. They can get rid of me, but they can't get rid of God. There's not a price on freedom. You can't buy my freedom. And if it's me now, but tomorrow it's going to be you. You got to wake up.
This always reminds me of Martin Niemöller when he said, you know, first they came for the so-and-sos and I didn't speak up because I was not a so-and-so. First they came for the, if you're letting people like Baronelle Stutzman and the woman that I just mentioned, Lori Smith in Colorado, if you're letting them take the heat, folks, shame on you. Okay. Martin Niemöller said, first they came for those and I said nothing. Then they came for those others. I said nothing. And then they came for me. If you don't fight this battle now, with whatever money you can, with whatever energy, whatever, if you don't fight it now, you are going to be responsible for the fact that they are going to come after you. And you think you can avoid it? I promise you from the bottom of my heart, either you fight now or you lose later. That's the story. The Alliance Defending Freedom doesn't charge a dime for their clients like Baronelle Stutzman or Lori Smith, because their legal costs are defrayed by generous tax deductible donations from men and women just like you. Okay, so now I should say today, which again is October 3rd, your first gift to the Alliance Defending Freedom is matched 100% by a generous friend of ADF. So whatever you can donate will be doubled. Okay, yeah. That's the offer they make to entice you into giving. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner Alliance Defending Freedom. The impact of your first gift will be doubled. Thank you in advance for joining us in supporting the Alliance Defending Freedom. It doesn't get more clear. Yeah. Than this, folks, in terms of what you can do. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please, please, please do that.
Yeah, and the banner is right at the very top of the page, so you can't miss it. Very top of the page, Alliance Defending Freedom. Do it now before you forget. Thank you. Yeah.
Please, folks, please. We should mention that coming up this week, by the way, in hour two, we've got lots of John Smira coming up in a minute. In hour two, we have my dear friend, 25 years we've been friends, Anne Morse. She wrote a book about It's a Wonderful Life, the movie It's a Wonderful Life, really wonderful. Coming up this week also, the new head of Promise Keepers, Ken Harrison, is going to be on the program. The future governor, by God's grace, of Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano, will be on this program.
Yes.
You got to get behind him. The dude is a hero. We hope to get Dutch Sheets on the program. Some of you know Dutch Sheets. I just met him recently. The legend that is Ward Connerly will be on this program. And weirdly enough, Katy Perry's parents, the singer Katy Perry, her parents are going to be on this program. Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
I want to remind you again, Socrates in the City in Houston coming up October 12th. Go to socratesinthecity.com. If you're not following me on Instagram, if you're not following me on Truth Social, Gab, Parler, Twitter, a Getter, all these places, Facebook, obviously, I try to get the message out. On Instagram, I put photographs. I ran on a high school track the other day. I was in near Seattle, and I thought, where can I go running? I don't want to run in the gym on a treadmill. And I looked, and there was a high school nearby. I ran to the high school, and it was such a wonderful thing, running around the track in the fall. It reminded me of my youth.
Yes, you know what? I got to tell you, though, you had a, probably a lot of stamina because of Nutramedics.com all this month. It's 30% off again. Nutramedics, what? Get your vitamin C, get your zinc, get your everything you need at Nutramedics.com.
30% off? I can't believe that. Okay, October only, Nutramedics.com. Folks, I'm sorry I didn't mention that earlier. That's a big deal. 30%, Nutramedics.com, Nutramedics.com. Use the code Eric. Use the code Eric. We'll be back with John Smirak.
Give a little bit of your love to me.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to the work Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left is losing their minds over it. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they're winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every phone call. Go to patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code Eric. Special discounts available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement. Make the switch today and a difference tomorrow. patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call 972-PATRIOT.
Folks, this is urgent. I want to tell you that we're doing a campaign with the Alliance Defending Freedom. These are the people who in court, often at the Supreme Court, defend our liberties. When people say, what can I do? What can I do? I promise you, they are fighting for you and for me. And what you can do is you can help them by going to metaxastalk.com, click on the banner, and give them the most generous donation you possibly can. If you care about America, folks, you will be generous. They are fighting the battle. This is the least we can do. They're fighting for us, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Go to metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner. I'm begging you, help them out. Metaxastalk.com.
Snow, cement, and ivory on top.
Folks, welcome. I get to talk to John Smirak. And you get to listen to me talk to John Smirak. John Smirak, you get to talk. Theoretically. Hey, theoretically. Good morning. It's Monday. If people are watching this on Rumble, and I say it always over and over, folks, you got to sign up for the newsletter at ericmetaxas.com. If you don't do that, you are missing some wonderful images. I promise you, you can't imagine. In fact, I'm not going to tell you what's behind John Smirak right now, because why should I? Why should I, when all you have to do is go to ericmetaxas.com and you'd be able to see it for yourself by signing up for the newsletter? Thank you very much. John Smirak.
Well, I love that your background is entirely blurry, and that is not an effect of the camera. That's just because you're in California, where everything is blurry.
I'm in California, and there's a tax. If you don't want to your background to be blurry, you have to pay 40% higher taxes.
So it's not worth it.
You know, it's not worth it. But actually, yes, I'm in California today, Monday, because tonight I'm speaking in San Marcos at Rise Church in San Marcos. My friend, Pastor Greg Denham, invited me to speak tonight. Yesterday, I was at Rob McCoy's church up in Thousand Oaks, Newbury Park, whatever it was. I spoke at three services, met more delightful people, I have to tell you. That church is full of extraordinary people. Before that, I was in north of Seattle speaking at a pro-life event, which was amazing. Anyway, but John, you've written a piece that is very bitter and humorous, and it's a response ostensibly to my new book, Letter to the American Church. So why don't you tell the people what you've done?
Sure. It's called A Letter to My Fellow Mediocrities. And the image is of a hole full of money, to refer to the biblical parable of the servant burying his talents in the yard. And the whole article is from the point of view of exhausted middle-aged Christians who are tired of all the trouble and all the strife. And we don't want the government bothering us. We don't want the IRS or the FBI coming after us. When we see a Christian who went to jail for not closing his church during COVID, or someone who stood up on January 6th and asserted his right to defend defend an honest election, or at least ask questions about it, or when we see Mark Haupt, this pro-life activist in Pennsylvania, whose house was raided by 40 FBI agents with rifles, we think, better him than me. Okay. How do I make sure I'm not one of those heroic Christians targeted by the government? I want that to happen to somebody else.
Okay. I'm extremely sarcastic most of the time, but when I'm with you, I have to acknowledge the fact that I'm less sarcastic than you. And so I have to be the one to explain to the mainstream audience, John is being sarcastic and what you're saying, but this is, I mean, look, I'm talking about this in every sermon, in every talk, on every radio program, in every interview, exactly what you just said. There are people happy to say, it's like they may as well, to cut to the chase, it's like they hear the Jews going to the death camps and they go, you know what? I just can't be bothered anymore. Enough. Let me just focus on I'm going to have my quiet time here while the Jews and their children go in the boxcars to the death camps. Now, that might sound like hyperbole. Here's the problem.
It's not.
That's the problem. It's not hyperbole. So in my book, I'm trying to wake people up, but your letter is is trying to give vent to the cowardly. Oh, it's so painful, John.
Look, each of us has an inner coward who just wants to enjoy his soup. Not too hot, not too cold, because then we would spit it out of our mouth. We want nice, lukewarm soup. We want quiet, relaxing music. If there are trains bringing people to prison camps, we want to sing a little louder to drown it out. We want to dodge a bullet. Better him than me. If we're in a herd of animals being chased by a lion, we don't want to be the guy who turns around and tries to gore the lion with our little horns. Just run, because that'll give you an opportunity not to fight, but to run another time. And if you flee today, it gives you a chance to flee tomorrow. And the one who gets eaten last wins. Well, and so we're just going to preach the God. Wait, Eric. We are being smart. We're not like those troublemakers who are going to be arrested by the government and going to have their homes raided. We are being prudent so we can keep preaching the gospel. Of course, what does the gospel consist of? It consists of not making trouble with Caesar and cooperating with Herod and Pilate and being the unjust steward and burying your talents in the yard. This is the message of Christians who are unwilling to push back against our wicked and illegitimate regime.
Well, and of course, it's a false gospel. And what it does, and people need to be clear, it's not just a false gospel. It spits in the face of the actual gospel. It spits in the face of Jesus. It is a mockery of the gospel. When Bonhoeffer talks about cheap grace, which of course I write about in Letter to the American Church, he makes it clear that, you know, cheap grace isn't just not that great. It makes a mockery of grace. It makes a mockery of faith in the one who died for us. And what I found interesting when I wrote about the parable of the talents is how clear, I mean, Jesus, you hear this, right? But when I looked at that parable, and again, I wrote about it in the book, it is so clear how those who take the quote unquote safe path that you've just outlined, it's not like they go, they get a C or a C minus, do better. They are soundly condemned. Yeah. They are condemned. And it's a scary thing because we've been really sold a Jesus over the decades in America who wouldn't do that. He doesn't condemn. He loves everybody, you know. And
he has low expectations. He is our Special Olympics coach, and he doesn't expect us to actually beat any world records, but it's nice that we tried and everybody gets a participation trophy.
I mean, this
we're all going to ride the short bus to glory. That unfortunately is not real.
I have to always interrupt the jokes just to clarify to people. Listen, folks, you're saved by faith. There's no doubt about that. But here's the key. This is the key, is that you're saved by actual faith. If you don't have actual faith, if you give lip service to faith, if you give lip service to the grace of God, God knows you actually don't have faith. You're not covered by grace. That is the most chilling nightmare satanic scenario, that you are not going to be with him in glory. And so when the scripture says faith without works is dead, you think that's a scary thing. In other words, if I'm not living out my faith in self-sacrificial ways that proves that I actually believe Jesus defeated death and all this stuff is true, if I'm not doing that, God says, then I don't have faith. So this kind of, it's mostly an evangelical idea that, like, you know, I'm saved by faith and that's it. We really have diminished the concept of faith so drastically that many people are now convinced I don't need to do anything, which is exactly what Bonhoeffer was saying in his book, The Cost of Discipleship. It's what he was saying in sermons in the early 30s, and the Germans didn't listen to it. So this is really extremely serious. Let's remember
all the passages in the gospel where Jesus says, oh, you believe in me? Great. Drop everything and follow us. Oh, no. I've got stuff to do. I've got responsibilities. You really believe in me? Sell all you have to sell all you have and give it to the poor and follow me. Oh, no. Now you're being irrational. Now, let's not get carried away here, Jesus. can I just write you a check?
That's kind of the point. And I think that it takes bad times like we're going through now for this stuff to get focused. We've been drifting along. And I think suddenly now, because of things that have happened, because of Trump, because of COVID, because of Biden, because of circumstances, God is in his mercy confronting us with a stark choice.
Yeah.
It's no longer whatever. It's kind of like, no, now you have a choice. There's no third way. It's this or it's this.
They're not going to leave you alone. They're going to come. If you just pray outside an abortion clinic, the FBI might come to your house with stormtroopers out of one of the Star Wars prequels, and not one of the good ones. If you don't want to take a vaccine made from dead babies that might, you know, be a bizarre DNA factory in your system, if you just want to make the most fundamental and intimate medical choices, the government is going to tell your boss to fire you, and your computer will be restricted and you won't be able to talk about what you want to say on your own social media platform. But hey, relax. Don't worry. Don't be one of those troublemaking Christians who brings down the wrath of the authorities on us by pushing back in any way as if you were, I don't know, an American living in a free country.
Okay.
Remember that?
We are now going to a break, folks. I want you to digest what you've heard, and when we come back, there's more. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, talking to John Smirak.
You'll get shut out. Make like a Mr. Meek, and you'll get cut out.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them.
So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Hey, gang. It's Monday. And because you've been very, very bad over the weekend, your punishment is you have to listen to me talk to John Zmirak. Shame on you. Now take your punishment. John,
what? I am the wrath of God. I am the rod of the Assyrians.
Okay. What is happening?
Well, I've got another piece. It's stream.org. I hope people check out. It's called Why I'm a Climate Denier and You Should Be Too.
Yeah.
First of all, denier. That's the word that the left likes to use when we disagree with something they say, when we dissent, I don't know, argue, we are deniers. And this is a clear example of manipulative rhetoric. They are trying to evoke Holocaust denier. So if you deny that the 2020 election was honest, they will call you an election denier.
Right.
The people who deny that Donald Trump was legitimately elected in 2016, they're not election deniers. Deniers are only people on the right.
Hey, you remind me that this is I'd like to think my interruptions and parentheticals are important. But in this case, you remind me I've said this before, but I've never said it quite the way I want to say it now. When the left doesn't have an argument, which is now most of the time they don't have an argument.
Right.
They have become experts at name calling. If I can use a word to shut you up, you're a racist, you're a white nationalist,
you're a TERF
nationalist,
you're a TERF, you're a transgender excluding radical feminist. Instead of arguing with feminists who disagree with transgenderism, they just call them TERFs, which is a dehumanizing epithet. As if that dismisses their arguments. And likewise, Christian nationalists, that's the new one. And that's meant to evoke white nationalists. But and all of it is designed to stop argument and rational thought.
Okay,
it's just scapegoating. It's just like saying you have the cooties and all the other leftists go, "Ew, he has the cooties," and they run away.
But I feel like, because I have you on the program, I feel like I want to figure out what it is that causes the left to do this. In other words,
because it works.
Know it's because they don't have an argument. And
because
so they
it works. Word.
Well, no,
it works.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but there's something deeper here. I suspect there's something deeper. They are, let's call the left what they are. They're name callers. They are name callers. They do not have arguments and they invent names and words and whatever it is. And I mean, I noticed this, you know, people are trolling me on Twitter or whatever it is, or if some left wing organization writes about something I said, or you said, they say Trumpist radio host, like that settles it.
Yeah.
He's a Trumpist radio host. And they keep coming up with terms like this. Another famous one that they use, which tips that it tips their hand instantly. They say grifter, working his grift. And it's like they have a vocabulary. It's like there's 20 words, 20 colorful words in a box, and they just pull them out and there's nothing else. They call you a grifter, a Trumpist, da, 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 da. But it really shows the paucity of their situation.
Well, they don't have to think.
To say. They don't want to think. They're afraid to think. And
Eric,
it these terms. But it,
here's
but I guess
why. I will explain to you why.
It's so amazingly childish, and it's amazing to me that we're not calling them on the childishness.
Well, the problem,
they've Eric, brought things down to this level.
Eric, they became leftists not for any rational reasons, not because they sincerely thought things through, not because they're sincerely mistaken. They are lemmings headed, they were lemmings following the other lemmings towards a cliff. They became leftists because of groupthink, because they looked around and said, that's where the cool people are. That is the reason they became leftists. So they are sharing their conversion story, their witness, if you will, to other people. That's what worked for me. Hell, I never had any rational arguments to get me to my position. Rational arguments? We don't need no stinking rational arguments.
I know you're right, and I think there's more to this. I feel
you don't have enough contempt for them, Eric. I want to offer you some of mine.
Well, no, I mean, I think that the childishness of name calling needs itself to be called out. I feel like, honestly, there's a stream piece in you on the subject of this. There's more to it. The idea of being so childish that you come up with these terms and that you just go, it's like saying nya. It's really the equivalent of that.
But it worked for Stalin and it worked for Hitler. So these people have got good, solid historical precedent for what they're doing.
Well, yes, I would think so. Look, evil has been around for some time.
Right,
it didn't start with Hitler, but it is fascinating how they wield it now. And also, it gets to the idea that, at least for me, the infantilization of the folks on the left.
Yeah.
When I was with Sean Foyt in Times Square, he had his Let Us Worship event. It was the most multicultural, multi-ethnic, multiracial thing I've ever seen. I mean, every kind of New Yorker was there. It was beautiful. And there was this tiny clot of disturbed protesters. And I actually felt sorry for them. They looked so disturbed. They looked like they were like the kids in junior high who were so weird that no one ate with them or whatever, but they found each other. And when I looked at them at what they were doing, their tactics, I thought, this is just unbelievably childish. It doesn't rise to the level of anything that anyone could take seriously.
And yet they're running the country, Eric. So maybe we should learn from them.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about how a tiny clot of nutty, sad people is running the country and more with John Zmierich. Don't go away.
Myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on thinking about you?
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to my listeners. That's you. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're now all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer, because there's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057 now and use the promo code ERIC, or you can go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code ERIC. This offer will not last very long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. Promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is I, your radio host, Eric Metaxas. I'm in Carlsbad, California. And it just occurred to me now when I said Carlsbad, it's Carlsbad. This probably was a mineral spring in Roman times or something like that. We don't have time to get into that. John, you, my friend, are in front of a Hieronymus Bosch painting. We're not going to say which to punish the people who are not watching this on Rumble, who are not subscribed to ericmetaxas.com. We will, of course, not mention the state of my mutton chop side whiskers, because why should we? If you subscribe to ericmetaxas.com, you'd be able to see them. Before I give John a chance to begin talking, I want to remind you, Houston, October 12th, Socrates in the City coming up. James Tour is my guest. If you know anybody in the Houston area who isn't going, you're really going to miss something. I've never done one of these in Houston before. October 12th, James Tour. Go to SocratesandCity.com. Hurry up, hurry up. Okay, John, what's happening?
Well, Eric, we were talking about my piece, Why I'm a Climate Denier and You Should Be Too. And what I am saying in it, the most important point is, arguing with leftists on the merits, on the evidence that they present, and the rational arguments that they offer, you have to do that, but it's sort of beside the point, because they are not convinced of their position by evidence or rational arguments. Those are like Christmas tree ornaments that are purely decorative. They have chosen their political positions typically for one of three reasons, and it's these things we usually have to actually dig and go after if we want to engage them. One is the spurious sense of meaning that they find for their frivolous lives in embracing some arbitrary cause and then moralizing about it self-righteously. Then there's the haughty sense of superiority that they feel over non-believers when they preach or preen about this issue. And finally, the political or economic power that they can gain over helpless strangers who they can corral, starve, forcibly vaccinate, forcibly sterilize, or even kill as if they were cattle. That is what motivates the left. So spurious sense of meaning, haughty sense of superiority, and the real prospect of coercive power wielded by the government or some big corporation. That's what motivates the left. So when you argue with them on the merits, they look confused. It's like a monkey threw its poop at you, and you picked the poop up and threw it back. It's beside the point.
Okay, but we have to make this point, John, that the scripture says, Jesus says, cast ye not your pearls before swine. There is a scriptural mandate to us, a command, that we are not, we have to have the discernment and the wisdom when to debate someone, right, or to try to reason with them. But oftentimes, God says to us, I do not want you to do that. And no, you're not going to get extra credit for that. You're going to be condemned for that. You need to have the wisdom to know when someone is open to possibly hearing truth.
Right.
Because if they're not, I don't want you to waste my time, God's time, and my energy, which I have given you for my purposes, in arguing with people foolishly. And I think it's important for us to say, because there are a lot of well-meaning people who are, they love to argue. And if you are not making some kind of progress in God's economy, he tells you, I do not want you, shake the dust off of your sandals and move on to the next town.
Right.
So you have to have discernment about whether you're getting anywhere. And Bonhoeffer talks about this. There was somebody, I'm trying to remember, I read about it in the Bonhoeffer book, but who was saying, like, if only we could convert the Nazi high command to Christ. And you think, yes, theoretically, and if God opens the door, obviously.
But let's get a meeting with them. Let's get a meeting with Joseph Goebbels and reason with him and point him to some various scripture texts. Yeah, and it's not going to work. So in the article, I'm saying that the whole cult of climate is entirely a power grab. The people who say there's a scientific consensus, first of all, that's a lie. That's based on a survey where they got scientists from every possible discipline, including psychologists, including dermatologists, podiatrists, and they said, do you believe in climate change? It means absolutely nothing, okay? But I just want to point out, when people talk about a scientific consensus that the Earth is warming and we have to freeze and starve in the dark or else the Earth will become uninhabitable, The last scientific consensus was overpopulation, that there was going to be mass starvation in the U.S. and in Britain in the 1970s and 80s. There was a scientific consensus
on that. You and I remember this. We remember this. But what's so funny, John, is that people don't seem to have any memories. I mean, I remember this. You remember this. You know, when Earth Day was invented in 1970 or whatever. It really is funny how people... they make these declarations, and then if it doesn't pan out, they never bring it up again. They don't say, oh, we were mistaken. They just make up another thing and another thing, and people are eternally gullible.
It's like the neocons who said, we'll be welcome with flowers in Iraq, and it will turn into Switzerland or New Hampshire if we just drop enough bombs on it. Oh, well, none of that happened, but they're not discredited. They're still invited on Fox News to blather their ignorance. But another scientific consensus that nobody remembers is eugenics. As of the 20s and 30s, every scientist agreed that alcoholism and promiscuity and feeble-mindedness and all these made-up conditions, but all our social problems were a result of genetic defects. And that if we could stop the bad people from reproducing, America and the world would be much better places. Planned Parenthood was, and Margaret Sanger were the big salesmen for this. They got laws passed in 13 states in the US that got 60,000 Americans forcibly sterilized, mostly for failing culturally biased IQ tests.
Right.
These laws were on the books into the 1970s. And there was a woman, Elaine Riddick, sterilized in 1964 in North Carolina based on these laws. The Nazis took their eugenics program from Planned Parenthood. That was a scientific consensus. Now, what do these scientific consensuses always have in common? They have one thing. They all offer power to a small elite of rich white people to dominate and bully the rest of the world. That was environmentalism, that's the climate cult, and that was eugenics. Somehow, we keep getting different terminal diseases, but the cure is always the same. Hand us absolute power.
Well, if you want to hear more in my conversation with John Zmirak, you need to go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner to help our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are fighting this war for you. The Alliance Defending Freedom, I will keep reminding you folks, they are the greatest. The Alliance Defending Freedom, MetaxasTalk.com. We'll be right back.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black.
Why hey, folks, did you go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the ADF banner? I want to tell you, it's very important that everyone who listens to this program do what they can. People keep saying, what can I do? What can I do? You can give $5. You can give $10. You can give $100 to the Alliance Defending Freedom. They're fighting these battles that we talk about all the time on this program. This is not hyperbole. These are amazing people. They're heroes. We've had them on the program, but they need your help. Okay. They're not getting rich defending your freedoms, but they're doing it because they believe it's the right thing to do. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. John, what else shall we discuss, my friend?
Well, I've got another piece of the stream called, and this is one of my more winsome bridge building titles, The Left, Like Its Father the Devil, Projects Its Sins Onto Us.
I'm sorry. That's just too much. The Left, Like Its Father the Devil. No judgment there, folks.
No.
The Left, Like Its Father the Devil, projects its what?
Its sins onto us.
Sins on us.
And its evil plans for the future. And I want to say it's tempting to take our opponents, our enemies at their word and believe that they're sincere, okay? But actually that's not a very charitable assumption. Do we really want to believe that the people who we're talking to think that an unborn baby is something that is dead and has no species? It's just an undifferentiated mass of tissue until it pops through the magic birth canal. Then it becomes a human being with rights. Do they really believe that there were always 47 different genders, but science had not discovered 45 of them until Reality TV star Bruce Jenner discovered he was a lesbian trapped in the body of a big hulking guy, and Vanity Fair did a cover story on it. And all of a sudden, there were 45 extra genders. Do they really believe that science told governors to put COVID patients in nursing homes with the most vulnerable people, but to close down all the grammar schools and all the churches so that people with healthy immune systems wouldn't be infected, but the people in nursing homes would be? Do they really believe that when Democrats question election results, that's patriotic, that's fighting voter suppression, but when Republicans do it, they are insurrectionists, traitors, the equivalent of Confederates firing on Fort Sumter? Do they really believe that it's generous to send illegal immigrants to poor border towns in Texas and Arizona, but it's criminal and cynical to send them to Martha's Vineyard? I mean, were all these people dropped on their heads as children? Are they really this dumb? No. No, the charitable interpretation is that they're lying, cynical, power-hungry, and corrupt to the core. That's what I choose to believe.
There. Well, look, John, I think this is the point. There's no question what you said is true. And I think that sometimes people, this is kind of like a spiritual reality that God gives us over to ourselves. He gives us ample opportunity to turn to him. But at some point, if we refuse and refuse and refuse, he allows us to turn away from him. And when we turn away from him, it gets worse and worse and more obvious and more horrifying. And so what you're seeing right now is that there are people, I'm sure there are people who are waking up. They're looking around and thinking, I think I might've got something wrong. And we want to reach those people.
Right.
But what you're talking about are people who have so lost touch with reality, who have willingly let go of reality, that they are now becoming parodies of themselves. All they know how to do is lie. The lies are becoming more obviously ridiculous. And a lot of people are finally seeing this, that if you thought they were good-willed, well, now it's very difficult to believe that. I just passed the gas station here yesterday in California. The gas was just shy of $7. And I thought to myself, at what point do people say, you know what? I think those other guys might have been right about some of this. We're going to go to break. More with John Smirak.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.